The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongy, almost did it, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, well, a lot of you missed part of the first hour. Not much. It was only out for a couple minutes. But, all right, we were talking about the notes thing. We got a text from Dustin who's, you know, lost signal about 4 minutes ago, sending this from the note app. Ha, now drop an F-bomb. Handwritten text based on the note app.
I don't like handwriting my notes. I would rather just speak my notes.
Well, I like typing them.
Okay.
That's kind of how I do mine. But yeah, so there's a lot of talk of apps and things of that nature and some, you know, worked on a little football talk, a little basketball talk. But, all right, so two things I wanted to get to. And the first one was John Gruden, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know how he likes to do his little quarterback camp. So and maybe he's just trying to boost ratings for his little QB deals he does on ESPN. But there is a quarterback in this draft that John Gruden says is the most NFL-ready in years.
Most NFL-ready.
Well, last couple of years, which, okay. You know, that's probably fair.
I mean, I guess he's talking about Carson Wentz.
He is talking about Carson Wentz.
I just find that hard to... For me, it's difficult to say that because Carson Wentz hasn't seen nearly the level of competition these other guys have.
And that's the thing. You can have all the tools, and the speed of the game is going to be so different for him.
Yeah.
See, I would, with all due respect to Gruden, who I will, you know, respectfully disagree with, I mean, I've watched a lot of Wentz over the last month or so, but I'll stick to what I said. I think if you want a guy who's going to start right away and not be a total disaster, I think Connor Cook's got the best chance to be that. Now, and then to me, that's NFL ready as far as who's going to be better.
Long term?
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, I like Wentz long term.
I think Cook has a very low upside, but he has a lower downside as well. So, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
Mike Mayock comparing him to Andrew Luck. Says, I see a kid that's as athletic or more athletic than Andrew Luck. He's bigger than Luck. He's got arm strength comparable to Luck. The only thing he's missing is the experience that Luck had at a high level coming out of college. So I see a ceiling for this kid similar to Andrew Luck. All right. All right, Mike Mayock. Go get you some.
All right. Yeah. It's an unknown. I don't know. I obviously has the physical tools, but I guess we'll see. I think it's it's hard for me to imagine a kid from North Dakota State being the next Andrew Luck. But
same here.
But we'll find out. Maybe that's arrogant of me. All right. So I wanted to tell you about a couple of these brackets. One of them was you can pick which one you want to do first. If either one. But one of them was most annoying announcers.
I saw that one.
I thought that was pretty funny.
It's pretty legit.
Yeah, I there weren't too many on there that I could argue with. The other one, Barstool Sports did. Alex, I don't like these unless they're kind of clever and different. And I kind of found this one to be that. Theirs is villains. And they have a television division, a sports division, a movies division, and an other division. Now, I was most interested in the movies division.
Right.
And the television. But just for grins. Now, I don't know, because they had Heisenberg as a two seed. Was he a villain?
I don't think so. He was kind of the hero of the show.
Yeah, I don't think I can go with that. They have Joffrey Baratheon as a five seed.
That seems low.
That's way too low. And no mention whatsoever of Ramsay Bolton, who I think
they only wanted to take one from a show,
well,
maybe.
But, yeah. Just some other ones. Mr. Burns is a six seed.
Also not a villain.
The Yellow King is an 11 seed. Didn't really exist. Cartman, a 12 seed. Gus Fring, a 4 seed.
Yeah, they didn't do this well.
No, the television division's not good. They should have turned that over to people who actually watch television. The movies division isn't bad. Your 1 seed, Darth Vader.
Okay.
Hannibal Lecter's a 2 seed. So far, so good, right?
So far, so good.
Jaws is a 3 seed.
I wouldn't put him in the category. He's an animal, or he's a wild beast. That shouldn't count.
He's kind of a villain, though. He ate people alive. The Joker's a 4 seed.
Okay.
Your 5 seed is Scar.
Scar.
From Lion King.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah. It's an animated animal. At least Jaws was based on a real, well, not really real, but it wasn't animated. Your 6 seed, Ivan Drago.
Okay.
Yeah, so far, not bad on that one either. Freddy Krueger, a 7 seed.
All right. I like how Freddy Krueger is less of a villain than Drago.
Well, Drago killed Apollo Creed. Doesn't matter how many Freddy killed.
One person.
Yeah, Apollo Creed, man.
Right.
If he dies, he dies. Plus, he represented the Soviet Union at the time. We hated them.
It's a
political thing. I'm okay with it. Freddy Krueger's kind of charming.
You don't know where Freddy Krueger's from.
He's charming. He's from that little town where he got burned up. Yeah. Hans Gruber, 8.
Okay.
I'm okay with that one. Your 9 seed is Hans Landa.
That's from Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah. 10 seed, Kaiser Soze. I don't think he's
not
a villain. No, not a villain at all. That dude was badass. Number 11, Shooter McGavin, who apparently took exception to this list and was tweeting about how he was going to destroy Ivan Drago in the first round.
Okay.
Anton Chigga at 12 from No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
That guy's pretty good. Biff Tannen
from
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
No. Commodus from Gladiator.
Mm.
Warden Norton from Shawshank is your 15. And Regina George is 16.
Okay.
That one's okay.
When are they starting this thing up?
I think they just started it and people vote on them. And then they've got another division. And I think Bob Durst is your number 1 seed in that. Which, Kanye West is in there as a 16 seed. People like that. The Grinch is 11 seed. I just thought there were some funny ones in there.
There's a sports division, too.
Yeah, the sports division is, I thought was kind of lame. Like Bill Belichick's your 1 seed. LeBron James is your 2 seed.
Oh, LeBron James.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought the sports one was lame. Well,
Nick Saban, they put out 14, which is really low.
Nick Saban should be a 2 or 3. I mean, they still got John Rocker and Christian Leitner in there. You can't find better than that. Albert Bell, Bill Romanowski.
I mean, at least some of those guys are like legitimate bad guys. You know, like John Rocker's a bad guy.
Yeah, but he's been out of the game forever.
Right. LeBron James isn't a bad guy.
What I don't get is they're in their other division. Why is Lord Voldemort in the other division instead of the movie division?
Yeah, I guess they're thinking of the book. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, that's a good idea. Maybe not as executed as well as it should be. Did you see that their podcast is getting sued, by the way, by ESPN? Apparently, their podcast was number 1 on iTunes. Which, you know, that that's a pretty big deal. And I guess ESPN took notice, and because the name is too close to First Take and Pardon the Interruption, and apparently sent him a cease and desist letter. Hey, come on, guys. Hey, let's talk a little NCAA tournament. Lamont. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, man. I wanted to ask you guys, which one would you say create the most, I'm not going to call them one-hit wonders, but the guys that come out of nowhere? Would you say the tournament, or would you say a combined combine and the bowl season? In other words, like a Wentz versus somebody that's coming out of the tournament.
Honestly, most of the guys in the tournament, you'll have guys that become, well, I mean, if you're talking about draft prospects or stars, if it's draft prospects, I'm going to say it's more guys like Carson Wentz.
But, Carson Wentz may still have a legit NFL career. There's a lot of guys in the tournament that they'll never be heard of again.
Yeah, and there's some guys who wind up getting drafted, but I think you get a lot more here in this between the Senior Bowl and the Combine and even some of the bowl games where guys have big performances and start getting noticed. All right, so do you want your top four seeds and the most annoying people in sports media?
Yes.
I'm a little disappointed. Neither one of us made the list.
No, we're not even close, bro.
Here's your 4-1 seeds. Stephen A. Smith.
With a bullet.
Skip Bayless.
Yep.
Clay Travis.
I don't.
Oh yeah, he's the ultimate troll though. No, he's that he's definitely a one seed.
He's easily avoidable, which is
well, he is because he's not, he's on Fox. He's got a Fox thing, so he's kind of easy to. Darren Revelle is a one seed.
Darren Revelle sucks too.
I don't know if he's annoying.
I
don't think he's very good. Those are your one seed. There's some other ones that we'll get to. I would say the Michigan State of this bracket, there's two of them. There's two of them that could have easily been one seeds. Chris Berman and Dick Vitale.
Yes.
I think that would have been the perfect 4-1 seeds if you go Stephen A. Smith, Chris Berman, Skip Bayless, and Dick Vitale. That would be my 4-1s. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Maybe we'll hit on a couple of these. We'll get some phone calls in if you want in. 713-780- ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
With the whisper so cunning and dry. Oh, he's hard to detect like a flash with no light.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN's your number. We'll get a couple phone calls in a minute. I want to let you know, next segment, our buddy Glenn Davis from Soccer Matters is going to join us to tell you about a guest that...
He's getting big time
tonight. So, and has nothing to do with, well, has something to do with soccer, but is not a soccer guest, per se. But it is a name you guys are going to want to hear, and so he's going to tell us about that and how it came about next segment. Okay, just some underseeded people from this thing.
Okay.
Very briefly. Dan Le Batard, a 6.
That's low.
And although Poppy Le Batard's a 12. So, combine those two, and that's probably a 3 seed. I know you would think Michelle Beadle should be much higher than a 13 seed.
Oh, she's just so underrated.
Yeah, definitely.
Who's her first round competition?
She will be taking on Paul Feinbaum, who is a 4 seed.
I think she's way worse than him.
I do too. I think she wins.
At least he's knowledgeable about some stuff.
Here's a really good 6-11 matchup. Charles Barkley and Woody Page.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's tough.
Yeah. Here's one that I think the 7 seed is a lock, 7-10 matchup. Jay Billis and Deadspin. Jay Billis much more annoying than Deadspin.
Yeah, in my opinion, yeah.
Here's how the mighty have fallen. Jim Rome is a 16 seed.
Oh, man.
And he gets a first-round matchup with Clay Travis. Here's a good 8-9, Rick Riley and Todd McShay.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Aaron Andrews and Lee Corso?
Oh, Lee Corso.
Aaron Andrews is a 5 and Lee Corso is a 12?
No, that's an upset waiting to happen.
Yeah, no kidding. I think they just did a 5-12 there just so that a 12 would win. That's a terrible seeding. Doug Gottlieb and Ron Jaworski at 314.
Jaworski's pretty bad to me.
They've got Gottlieb as a 3. I don't think he's that annoying.
I don't dislike Doug Gottlieb.
Dick Vitale and Jim Nantz.
Dick Vitale.
A 215. Yeah, Vitale should be a 1 seed.
Yeah, he's underseeded.
Yeah. Colin Cowherd, several people asking, 2 seed.
Ooh, strong.
Yeah, I agree.
First opponent?
Jason McIntyre. Guy who does the big lead.
Okay.
I don't know that he's important enough to, no offense, Jason, you're not important enough to be on this list.
Yeah.
See, here's, as much as I think Stephen A. Smith is a deserved 1 seed, this would be like the toughest 16 seed ever because I hate Chris Collinsworth with a passion.
Yeah.
So that's a tough matchup there. Your 8-9 in that bracket is Mel Kiper Jr. and Tony Kornheiser.
All right.
Kurt Schilling and Danny Cannell. Mike Lupica and Gus Johnson, who's a 13. Gus Johnson should be a 2.
Gus Johnson should be way higher.
Yeah. Lebatard and Katie Nolan is your other matchup.
All right.
Bill Walton and Joe Buck.
Oh, that's a battle of attrition there.
And Walton's a 3 and Buck is a 14. That's one of the best matchups I've heard yet.
Yeah, that should be a Final Four matchup, maybe.
Tim Tebow and Peter King. I don't find Tebow that annoying.
I don't either. I know Peter, some people do, but I think they find the idea of Tim Tebow more annoying than actual.
Yeah, but what he's done on the air, he doesn't get into all that stuff. I'd say Peter King's an easy winner. Mark May and Terry Bradshaw.
I think Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, and again, that's a 15 seed versus a 2, although a lot of people hate Mark May. Darren Revelle and Vern Lundquist. Yeah, Revelle's going to win that. Your 8-9 is Phil Simms and Jay Mariotti. Is Jay Mariotti still a thing?
I don't know, but he is annoying.
Yeah, it's just I haven't heard from him in years.
Phil Simms is pretty bad, though.
Yeah, I project Simms as a winner there. Bill Simmons and, boy, this is small. I think it's Joe Rothstein. John Rothstein? I don't know who that is. So Bill Simmons, easy winner as a 5. Bomani Jones and Michael Wilbon.
Ooh.
See, I don't find...
Give me Bomani.
Yeah, I don't find Wilbon that annoying. Here's one for you. One of your favorites. It's a 6'11". Schefter and Jamel Hill.
I'll go Jamel Hill.
Chris Broussard and College Spun, which is who did it. They put themselves in there for grins. That's Chris Broussard. Seth Davis and David Pollack.
I'll go David Pollack.
And finally, your 215 is Chris Berman and Matt Jones. Berman's an easy winner there.
That's a walkthrough.
But I think Berman wins that bracket. I think he beats Darren Revelle. Just like I think Dick Vitale beats Clay Travis.
Okay.
Because Clay Travis is annoying, but he's also very, you know, his reach isn't what these guys are. Anyway, I thought that one was fun. They had fun with it. They did a good job. Let's grab a couple calls real quick. Cole, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, Fred, I remember you saying that the Texans need a vertical deep threat in the draft. And looking at a couple of mock drafts, I see us taking Will Fuller. I just want to get your thoughts on him. Also, some thoughts on some of these other top-tier wide receivers like Coleman from Baylor and Doxson and Treadwell. I also wanted to get your input on some late-round possible receivers that we could draft, someone like Sterling Shepard. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
We've talked about a lot of these guys.
We've talked about Will Fuller, in fact.
Yeah, and Will Fuller, you're concerned with him as being able to get off the line of scrimmage.
He's just his size. I think he'll get knocked off every route he runs in the NFL.
Coleman I like, but I'm getting a little concerned about Baylor receivers. I don't know that I necessarily think you need to take one at that 22 spot, because the kind of player I'm looking for, and maybe Fuller's it, but for the investment that I'm looking to make, I'm looking for more of a second or third round. I'm looking for a smaller guy who can return kicks. Most of the time, your first-round picks aren't going to be returning kicks.
No.
And, you know, so a guy like Pharaoh Cooper, maybe. Shepard, I like. Shepard's a possibility as well. I think you're maybe even Corey Lissenby later on in the draft with some speed, guys like that. Hell, Braxton Miller. I might like to gamble with Braxton Miller. Yep. But, you know, Treadwell's going to be long gone by the time they pick. Coleman, to me, I like him, but, you know, he kind of fits that mold. But I don't know if I'm using the 22nd pick on him. Fuller is probably going to be in that range. I think Coleman will be gone. Fuller and Doxson will be available. But I don't know that that's what I'd invest in there. I don't think this is a crucial need. I mean, it's something I'd like to see, I guess, is because look, Cecil Shorts is an effective slot guy. He's not a star, but he's effective. And I think you've invested in two guys last year, in Jalen Strong and in Mumphrey, who you hope take a big step forward. So I don't think I don't want to make it sound like I think it's a blaring need. It's just something I think would add a ton to this offense. Right. And yeah, from a draft perspective, and I think you mentioned Braylon Addison from Oregon. That's another guy.
Yep.
A little bit later that you want to look at. Those are the kind of guys I'm looking for. I'm not necessarily looking for them at 22, unless they fall in love with somebody and a Fuller sitting there and they think that's a guy.
Because I think that's a luxury item.
It's a luxury item that I think would make a huge difference.
I do
in the
too.
Offense.
Don't get me wrong, but I don't think the Texans are the kind of team that should be drafting luxury items in the first round.
Yeah, I still think, and nobody wants to hear this, but if they take an offensive lineman in the first round, I'm not going to complain.
I wouldn't either.
Not even a little bit. If they take another defensive lineman, I'm not going to complain. If they take a safety, I don't know that there's a safety worth going there. I'm not going to complain about that.
The only safety in the first round would be gone.
Yeah.
Third.
There's some guys that are high second type of safety, so maybe you trade down. Or you know, if you really want a guy, sometimes you have to reach. And even though I don't know if this guy is worth a first round pick, because I'm wondering if it's just not the best of a bad group. But if they took Hunter Henry there, I wouldn't complain. I'd rather see him in the second round. But if, you know, I think that's something that I want, a Travis Benjamin type. That's why I loved when I heard they were going after him. That's the kind of player I want to see.
Right.
I just don't know which of these they prefer the most. Eddie, you're on the Blitz. Go.
What's going on, sports guys?
Sports to you.
So of the three teams that made the tournament from Texas, I guess there's a fourth in Stephen F. Austin, but of the three teams, they're all pretty much in the same bracket in the West region. Which one do you think actually has the best chance at going deep into the tournament? I'll hang up and listen.
Texas A&M for me. I think that just the way that things line up, I think Texas A&M has the best shot. If I don't even know if Baylor will get through the first round, but if they do and Duke gets through the second round, I guess it's a winnable game. But I have A&M going pretty deep. I think A&M beats Green Bay handily. I think they beat Texas handily. And I think they could beat Oklahoma.
I think they will,
if
too.
If it got down to it. So I like Texas A&M. Texas A&M started out the season really great and then fell into a little bit of a lull and then really rebounded at the end of the season, and obviously had a good run through the SEC tournament, almost won that. So I like Texas A&M the best out of that group.
I agree.
Which I know they're the highest seed, so that's kind of lame, but that's
yeah, I think if any of those teams were to even threaten the Final Four, it'd be A&M.
Yeah.
And
I can't picture a scenario where one of those teams besides A&M is in a Final Four. I can't. I'm not that I'm saying A&M will be in the Final
Four.
No. I don't think they will be, but I think they've got the best
shot. They wouldn't shock me. Anybody else,
like the Sweet 16. I'd be hard-pressed to find someone else to make the Sweet 16. So
yeah, I think Baylor's path looks pretty tough, and Texas is going to have to run into A&M. So there's two of them right there, and I don't see Tech going very far.
And I think Texas is going to be lucky. Baylor, Texas, Stephen F. Austin, it wouldn't shock me one bit if all three of them lost on the first day.
Well, SFA is an underdog, so
right. So those three teams are all, I mean, they might not win a game. A&M, if they lost to Green Bay, I would be shocked.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academies. And if you're one of those, I tell you what, man, if you've got a vehicle and who knows what happened to it, you got it dinged up a little bit, the battery died, you just never fixed it. It's been sitting out in the garage, you thought about fixing it, and you're like, it's not really worth the trouble. You got to go get all the registration done again and everything else. Well, here's a better option. Donate it to my friends at Houston Cars for Kids. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to fill out the paperwork for you, and your donation is tax deductible. So they're going to make it real easy on you. And the cool thing is that donation goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies, which is a terrific place where at-risk kids get a second chance. Kids who have dropped out, kids who have had problems elsewhere, they go to Houston Can Academies, and Houston Can Academies works with them. If they're problem kids, they find out what those problems are, and they help those kids work through them so that they go on and graduate and do great things. And you can help. You can help change a lot of lives, man, because that's what they're doing. They change lives every day. Those kids go on, grow out and do great things, change lives themselves, and the numbers just get bigger and bigger, and it's all because you donated a vehicle you're not using anymore. And if you do it today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. So change a life today just by getting rid of something you're not using anymore. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And as promised, the host of Soccer Matters. Even though the Dynamo ran off, we kept the best part of soccer on this station. So, we don't miss them at all, but... Because we've got Glenn Davis.
Let them miss us.
Yeah, of course they do.
So that's a them problem.
Yeah.
They jumped off the wrong team.
Yeah, shame on them. I'm just glad we kept Glenn.
Yeah, I was worried about that. I texted Glenn that day, and I was like, dude, I hope this doesn't mean we're losing you. I want to keep Glenn around here.
No, you know what? The station's been great. You guys have all been great, supporting soccer in my program, and I appreciate it. And I think we all know that the city's got a ton of soccer fans that, you know what, I'm hoping that some of the people that have listened to my show are now listening to yours, and I don't think there's any question that's probably happened.
Well, I hear a few of them call in your show sometimes, so I know that's happened.
Great, yeah.
But, just glad you're here. So you got a pretty good guest tonight.
Scheduled. I knew you guys were going to like this guest.
Because...
Your producer must be more on top of things than ours. Our producer doesn't pull guests like this. This doesn't happen.
Well, quite honestly, this all happened on social media. It was pretty funny because you guys know that Chad Johnson's, always said he could play in MLS and do the go from one sport to another like Michael Jordan. And so he had a trial with Kansas City, and then he put something out again about it. And I just tweeted back to him, ZZZZZ, like, enough already. And then he tweeted back, love you, Glenn, too. Love you, too, Glenn, or something. And I tweeted back. And this was all in a public forum. And, of course, he's only got a couple million more followers than I do.
Yeah, a lot of followers.
And he's very good on Twitter. He's funny. And he goes, I go, well, why don't you come on the show and talk about it? I know you're a great athlete. I know you got the skills. I know you're a great athlete. Do you have the skills?
Yeah.
As in soccer skills. And he said, let's do this. So then we went offline, and it's going to happen. So, yeah, it's good. Good for him. He's fun. He's great entertainment. And we'll see.
Yeah, and that guy is a Twitter star. He was one of the first real sports stars to become a Twitter star. So that's it. He's still very interested in, I mean, not just as a player, but he's been interested in soccer for a while, right?
He really has. And, it's funny. You look at some of his stuff, and I think he is very funny on Twitter. I mean, I like some of the stuff he puts out. But, like Saturday night, he's watching a Mexican League game between Chivas and Club America. And, he's making comments about Chivas. And you're going, all right, I wonder how he really got interested in Chivas of Guadalajara. Now, was he down there and met a beautiful Mexican woman? Or, did he just really somehow get connected to that club and follow them?
Does it have to be a Mexican woman you met down
well,
there?
Well, it could be anybody, but Guadalajara, your chances
yeah.
might be.
Yeah, I'm just asking. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, Guadalajara, you know.
A señorita, we like to call them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm for.
Well, you know, women sometimes are the great connectors to international football for people sometimes, you know? Guys meet girls from Brazil, all of a sudden they're fans of Brazil, right?
Yeah, and then the women get crazy and they wind up ruining their careers. But that happens. So I will ask you about the Dynamo real quickly.
Yeah.
Because that was a pretty impressive performance the other night.
It really was. You know what, guys? To be fair, there's some life breathed back into the carcass. The soccer down there has been, let's be really honest here, it has been methodical, slow, and quite frankly, boring to a degree.
Kind of like the station they went to.
The last three and 3.5 years, it has been. And that's why people stopped going. And I think now there's a new breath of fresh air. There's a playmaker. There's a wide-based game. There's youth. There's athleticism. The entertainment value is going to go through the roof comparatively. And I think it's going to be great times to come down there.
What else you got besides Chad Johnson / Ocho Cinco tonight?
I got a great Premier League analyst, Robbie Earle, who does a lot for NBC in the NBC shows. We're going to talk about the Leicester City story, which I know you guys talk about all the time, the greatest sports story in the world right now.
See, I don't have to because I tell people.
I just tell people to listen to you.
I tell people listen to Glenn, which I think is a fantastic story, by the way.
It is an amazing story.
But yeah. Honestly, there is nothing I can tell people about soccer that's going to be anywhere near in the league of what you can tell them. So I just say, make sure you listen to Glenn Davis on Soccer Matters.
You guys can. You guys know sports.
Well,
you
can do it. Now, we can make fun of stuff off the field. Like if somebody's going to bite somebody or if a player tries to have sex with another player on the pitch, we can talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's right up our alley. But
right.
You know, breaking down what a great sports story it is, it's so much better to say, just listen to Glenn because he has his stuff nailed. And some of your listeners, man, they know their stuff, dude. I enjoy listening to you on the way home. And there have been a couple times where your listeners sound like guests.
No, listen, and it's amazing the reach here and the diversity of the callers that come in because they're from all over. I mean, whether it's Asians, whether it's Indians, whether it's Nigerians, American guys, expat Brits in the oil industry, it's all over the map. And you're right, they are very educated, and my tale has to be pretty well prepared when I come in here.
Well, I admit there are a few I can't understand.
That's true. Owen Coyle, the manager of the Dynamo, speaking Scottish.
We interviewed him one time.
Did you know anything? Could you understand?
Yeah, I could. Okay. And you know why? It's because I watched so much damn BBC.
Okay.
And all these shows, these guys, and when I first started watching them, I couldn't tell the difference between a Scottish accent, an Irish accent, a British accent. And then after you watch those shows for like 2 years, you pick them out. Yeah. I understood everything he said.
That's good.
AJ's looking at me
AJ?
No.
I don't.
You just let Fred, you take it.
Yeah. Well, it's how when I talk to David Philpott, Fred just doesn't. He pretends like nothing's happened.
Yeah, because I can't understand a word he says either. So
is he Scottish?
No, he's.
Well, Philpott might be Scottish, actually.
He could be. I don't know.
Actually, I think he could be.
Hmm.
He could be.
Anyway,
all right.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and look forward to listening. Do you know what time people can expect to hear him?
Chad, you know, guys, advice here. Do I call him Ocho Cinco or Chad?
You should see what he likes.
Yeah.
I would ask him right off the bat. Do you want to be Chad? Do you want to be Mr. Johnson? Do you want to be Mr.
Ocho Cinco?
No, yeah. I mean, listen, the guy doesn't have a jersey anymore. Maybe he wants to go by Chad now.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe he wants to change his
name. What would your nickname be, AJ?
I wouldn't have one.
No?
I don't have a nickname, no.
You wouldn't go one name? Brazilian?
No.
No?
No. They.
Why don't guys like us get cool names?
I don't know.
I would just have Falcon on the back of my jersey.
That would be hip.
Yeah. A lot of guys that I was in the Army with and a lot of guys I went to high school with call me Hoffa Beast. And I don't
That's a good one.
I don't know where it ever came from. It doesn't have any meaning or anything. But they still call me that. Rod Babers, my old co-host, called me that. And somehow people figure it out without even knowing that anyone had ever called me that before. So I guess that's the closest thing to it. But no, I do not have a nickname. I'm not like the Falcon.
You know, or we could do like these DJs, you know, that have numbers after their name.
That'd be good.
You know, I got nothing.
Come up with that. Yeah.
I got nothing.
You didn't have a soccer nickname?
No.
You've got to have something cool in Spanish.
Spanish,
right?
Press once called me like the the tractor. I don't know what the word was.
Tractor?
Because I was kicking probably everything that moved when I was playing. Well. I think that's what I was called. Yeah.
Well, just so you know, there's a great website which I don't know if you've used this on your show, but you should. You can generate your own Brazilian soccer name by putting your name in there.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So. For a slow night when you want to have some fun.
Oh, we got to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically it said if you played for Brazil, what would your name be? And you put your name in there and your number, and then it generates a name for you.
That's pretty cool.
So I'll tell you what Glenn Davis would be. What was your number?
5.
Okay. Well, of course, now that
it's going to be like
drum roll.
Davis Senior or...
No, it's my computer just crashed right in the middle of it.
Oh,
it's a Brazilian side. What'd you expect? Give me
a second. It's too funny.
But yeah, you can do that one night. I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I remember many, many years ago we did that, and mine was Frito. Which I kind of like. I'm not going to lie.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So
no, they got the best nicknames. I mean, the Mexican League and stuff, they come up with, the announcers come up with the best nicknames.
Oh, big time. Your number, your jersey would be Glildo. Or probably
what?
Glildo. Glildo. That would
Glildo.
Be your... That would,
that's not a good one. I don't think I like that one.
I'm not making that
what
up.
What would that rhyme with? I know exactly. Fit for me.
It rhymes with Wildo.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm sure there's some pronunciation there that I'm not getting right. I'm guessing it's like Gildo or something.
All right. Calling all Brazilians. Go into the show and do this pronunciation right. To us. You guys that are over at the Brazilian Steakhouse right now.
There you go.
Right. Is that the only people that eat at Brazilian Steakhouse? Because
no,
I like
no,
to go there.
I eat at them every chance I get.
I love those places. Mm. God, keep it coming.
Just for grins, yeah. Yours, Mr. Hoffman?
What's AJ's?
No, that's not going to work. I actually have to type in his first name.
Oh, okay.
So, Hoffmisco.
Hoffmisco.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Now, that's good.
Okay.
Hoffmisco.
All right.
My old jiu-jitsu coach used to call me a hino,
yeah,
which is a hinoceronte, a rhino, because I was a big fatso, and all I did was like lay on top of people and choke them,
and he didn't suffocate them.
Yeah, yeah,
I love that.
He said it's not fair when the little guys have to go with a hino.
Just out of curiosity, Jung, what would your number be? I don't think it matters what the number is because it just generates your jersey. But
Jungito,
Jungito,
Jungito.
Let's say 31.
31. All right.
Jungito, right?
He is going to be...
Orjito.
I'm afraid to pronounce this because it might be a bad word.
Gildo.
No, it's J-I-N-C-H-A. Jincha.
Jincha.
Jincha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody out there is laughing at us pronouncing these right now.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know what that means.
There's three white guys in here. How the hell are we going to pronounce Brazilian names?
Butchering this.
What do we know?
Badly. So I'm getting out of here before you guys ask me about my niece.
No.
Hey guys, adios.
Thanks, Glenn. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we are back on the Blitz. Thursday is the first round of the NCAA tournament, and it's St. Patrick's Day. Nobody wants to be stuck in the office, so join us as we broadcast live from Christian's Tailgate in the Heights on White Oak. We'll start the party at 9 a.m. with Reality Check and party the day away until the Blitz has the last word, as we usually do. It's Basketball and Green Beer Thursday with Christian's Tailgate and ESPN 97.5. Looking forward to getting out there and hanging out with the Blitzers and watching some basketball. Should be fun.
Going to be a good time.
I may have to Uber it home from there, though.
I love those days. Those first days of the
tournament. Yeah, that's I usually got about 6 bets going at once. Just as a quick follow-up, Tim tweeted me, does you think Glenn's name is bad? His Brazilian soccer name? Tildo.
No.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's a fun game to play. If you want to get a jersey made or something, it's cool. But I have to say, I'm not unhappy with Frito.
Okay. Frito.
I do fear that Jong's name was something that I probably shouldn't have said on air because I don't speak the language, but...
I don't think they would put it on there if it was bad, right?
I don't think so either, but you know how Brazilians are. mean, you never know.
What the hell is that supposed to be?
Yeah, they're fun. They have that. Remember, they have that big party in Rio every year?
True.
Now, speaking of fun, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, AJ, I know you like to go on vacation sometimes.
I do.
Have you ever tried the Airbnb thing?
Yeah, we did Airbnb when we went to Chicago last year.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking of renting my place out during the Super Bowl.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, anyway, well, if you like that, I've got a company you might want to check out.
Okay.
It's called Kink B&B.
All right.
It provides access to dungeons and other sex-positive environments that other home sharing sites can't or don't offer. Beyond that, it aims to connect people in different sex communities for finding places that fit their lifestyles and needs in unfamiliar locations. So let's say you're a person who likes dungeons. Well, now you can go to Kink B&B and actually get a place with a dungeon. We want to help people explore themselves. We also want to help the sex positive community grow and travel. It's not always... And they call themselves the sex positive community?
I guess so.
Because, listen, I, whatever you're into is cool, but I don't think being locked in a dungeon is positive to me. That's just...
That's not for me, but I mean, some people are into that.
No, that's cool. That's cool. But he says, not always easy to find where to go in a new city. But if you stay with someone already in the community, you have a host and a guide. That's getting dangerously close to... Well, anyway, he says it's a digital marketplace for adults to find spaces to play and places to stay where they don't have to hide their sexuality. We want to help people explore themselves. We did all this because we saw a need, a group that was not being served by the companies already out there. Okay. There's also, besides dungeons, and there's a lot of, you know, dominatrix stuff, things like that, that are available. So, anyway.
You're going to look into it?
No, I'm not.
No?
Because I'm not a dungeon person.
Okay.
There's a big difference between...
You seem like the guy who would be a dungeon guy. Like, it seems like something you'd be into.
Gygax. Gygax.
Yeah. No.
Dungeons and dragons.
Well, but this lacks the dragons.
You need a dragon.
Yeah, I think so. Now, I mean...
What if it was like Dungeons and Mermaids?
Think about it.
Yeah, you would.
Well, what I would like, if you want to turn it into, okay, if we're going to do fantasy role playing here, let's just run this out to the nth degree. If, yeah, I could dress up like, oh, I don't know, any Game of Thrones badass sword guy and fight dragons and then have wild relations
right
afterwards, not with the dragon, with, you know, a buxom young wench. Now that I would pay for.
What if it was a sexy dragon?
That's not for me.
Oh, okay.
They can incinerate you, dude.
You're into weird stuff. You never know.
Well, so what I'd be doing is combining Dungeons and Dragons with just the dungeon part of this. Now, if I could do that, if we could get it to that point, I'd be down. So if someone wants to create that business where, you know, first I can, well, see, I hate to use Prince Oberyn as an example because he died and he also liked boys, but... You know, if I could, you know, go and fight like that, not monologue and get killed, and then hook up, that would be cool.
All right.
Anyway, that's your extremely complicated Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And my brother's Brazilian soccer name, Incha. So that's not really flattering either. No, it's not. I don't think Incha is...
That's not good.
No.
Surprised they didn't give that to Jong.
No. Wouldn't that be five... Never mind. I just, you know, just saying, you guys seem to be caught up on around the number five and the fifth. That's okay. All. As I recall from past shows, but the people who... weren't around for that have no idea what we're talking about,
no.
Do they? That's
nope.
Okay. You know what? They probably don't know about Vistaprint either. Well, I'm going to tell you all about it because, you know what? If you were starting a business like this, the best thing to do, best place to go to get your business cards, go to Vistaprint. because all you have to do, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter my promo code FRED at checkout. And it's great for small business owners, man. They offer tons of custom products, business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. Guys, I've been using Vistaprint for a couple years now for a lot of the businesses that I'm involved with, including some here at the station. If you've got a business card from me, it came from Vistaprint. It's very easy to use, very user-friendly, and you can do it in a matter of minutes, get it set up. Vistaprint absolutely guarantees you're going to love your products every time, or they're going to make it right. Amazing customer service. And you can upload your own logos. You can. They're going to help you do it. It's going to look great. I love Vistaprint. I want you to try them. So here you go. 500 business cards, just $9.99. That's $9.99. Use the code FRED at checkout. That's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat that price. To get this offer, 500 custom business cards for $9.99, visit Vistaprint.com. Design your custom business cards. Enter my code FRED at checkout. That's code F-R-E-D. This is an exciting offer for a great product. So don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sharing the booze. Wrapped in paper and a bowl of bags.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.